SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, more US troops to be present in Australia. First Nations people and Australians with mental health issues hit hardest by rising rent prices. And in football, high praise for Portugal's Gonçalo Ramos after his stunning World Cup hat-trick. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Australian and US officials have announced there will be a greater presence of US Navy and Army troops in Australia to deal with the increased risks to regional peace and stability. United States Secretary of Defence Lloyd Austin says there are growing threats to peace in the Indo-Pacific that has prompted the change in security settings.
And we committed ourselves to concrete steps to deepen our cooperation in both diplomacy and defence. The United States and Australia share a vision of a region where countries can determine their own futures. Unfortunately, that vision is being challenged today. China's dangerous and coercive actions throughout the Indo-Pacific, including around Taiwan, toward the Pacific Island countries, and in the East and South China Seas, threaten regional peace and stability.
Meanwhile, Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia's position on Taiwan has not changed.
We collectively have a strong stake in preserving peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. Australia has made its view clear about the importance of there being no unilateral change to the status quo. And we value our long-standing unofficial relationship with Taiwan, underpinned by cultural, economic and people-to-people ties.
Australia adheres to the One China policy, which means Australia does not diplomatically recognise Taiwan as a country, but maintains unofficial contacts promoting economic trade and cultural interests. New research finds nearly a fifth of low-income earners are paying more than half their income in private rent, with First Nations people and those with mental health issues the fastest-growing groups in need of support. The Homeless Monitor from Launch Housing reveals around 185,000 low-income earners are paying rent well above the accepted maximum measure of 30% of their income, exposing them to a higher risk of homelessness. The report also found that this month alone, an estimated 91,000 Australians will reach out to homelessness services, an 8% jump over 4 years. Frances Sullivan, Chair of Catholic Social Services Australia, told SBS low-income Australians are being heavily impacted by the housing crisis.
They could find themselves trying to live out of cars, to find themselves actually living it rough. We can't keep waiting simply for the dragon called inflation to be beaten. Governments need to intervene now with substantial rental assistance targeted to the most needy.
Donald Trump's real estate company has been convicted of carrying out a 15-year-long criminal scheme to defraud tax authorities. The Trump Organization, which operates hotels, golf courses, and other real estate around the world, faces up to $2.39 million in fines. Donald Trump himself was not charged in the case. Alan Futefus, a lawyer for the Trump Organization, says the company plans to file an appeal.
We'll certainly be appealing, of course, and a novel and really interesting issue developed during the trial, obviously the definition of in behalf of what that means. And we filed a lot of papers, the defense team, about what those words mean. They were enacted in 1965. The judge recognized that there was not a lot of definition on that at all.
Rideshare company Uber will pay a $21 million fine after admitting it overestimated fees for services and advertised a possible cancellation fee that it never charged. The fine is $5 million less than the one proposed by Uber and the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, which took the rideshare giant to the federal court over misleading and deceptive practices. The court said a $26 million fine was not supported by the evidence. Turning to sport and in football, teammates of Portugal's Gonçalo Ramos have heaped praise on the player after his performance proved crucial to the team's demolition of Switzerland at the World Cup 6-1. Portugal controversially benched superstar and captain Cristiano Ronaldo. But his replacement, 21-year-old Ramos, was superb, scoring 3 goals. Bruno Fernandes says it is incredible to see these results, especially considering Ramos made his international debut only 3 days before the World Cup started.
Really young age, doing his first game as a starter in the World Cup. 3 goals, 1 assist, a lot of work. It's amazing for him. Everyone is really happy for him, obviously. He deserved that because of his work rate. He gets his chance, he scored, he's important. He knew he was important before this game and he will be important for the next games too.
Portugal and Morocco meet in the quarterfinals on Sunday morning. And that is the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.